May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another Today's Health Update. Roy Williams here, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. Boy, do we ever live in some strange times, you might be thinking. How could you not think that? I mean, look at the cost of gas. Look at the cost of food. Look at how rent. I was talking to someone the other day who's paying rent, and it's doubled in the last 6 months. How do they get away with this, and where are we headed? That's what this program's all about today is, you know, one of the ways that a communistic or a socialistic society operates is to put their people in fear. What do you think they're doing to the United States of America right now? They're trying to keep us in fear. Why? Because fear sells products. Fear sells ideas. Fear puts people into almost paralysis. Fear causes people to make bad decisions. Do you remember Corona 19? Do you remember them scaring the living daylights out of everybody? Do you remember the reason they did it? Do you remember them scaring you so bad that it was so contagious that they had millions and millions of people, I never did it, wearing masks? I refused to participate. And what are they doing now? They're setting us up to put fear in us one more time with a new coronavirus that's coming out, supposed to be an even more harsh or bad strain than the one that was there before. Are they setting us up? Are they getting ready to scare the daylights out of us again? Are they getting ready for another lockdown? Are you one of those people who's just going to believe the lies that they're going to tell us to try to get us to lock ourselves in our own houses and force us to stay there till they own all of our land, till they own everything that we own, till you have to live in smart cities? Have you heard about the smart cities? Have you heard about the 15-minute cities, some people call them? You know what those are all about? They're getting ready to scare everybody to death. They're going to make it so expensive to survive that they're going to put up all this public housing that they're already building in California and other places, where you will live in a little apartment. If it's just you, you'll get about 400 square feet. One small bedroom, you'll have a kitchen and a small living area combined, and one closet. Get ready. That's what they're wanting to do. These are the smart cities. Oh, but it's better for all of us, right? We save energy. We protect the environment. We're not all, and the reason they call them 15-minute cities is because you can walk anywhere you need to be in 15 minutes. You can get your groceries. You can do your shopping. You can get anything you want right there within 15-minute walking distance. No cars, no gas-guzzling automobiles. No, they're going to have all of us living like a third-world country, real, they call it simple living. It's better for all of us. But let me tell you what the elite are going to be doing when they steal Maui, which is what they did. They burned it. They used direct energy technology to burn Maui. You're going to find out I'm telling you the truth. Remember, when you hear me report something on the radio, you need to think about it, because I never tell you anything that I haven't already seen some really hardcore evidence that what I'm telling you is true. So get ready. You're going to see that what I'm telling you is true about the smart cities and about Maui. They burned it on purpose. Have you seen the videos? Have you watched the videos where they show how, isn't it strange that these fires that happened in Maui and in other places around the world now, are you paying attention? It's happening in the European Union. It's happening in Australia. It's happening in Greece. Everything is burning. What are they trying to do? They're doing it on purpose. They're using this direct energy and of course, microwave technology to destroy our properties. But what's interesting about it is if you pay attention and you look at the truth, you're going to find out that a lot of it is real strange. Like, for instance, isn't it interesting that Oprah Winfrey owns a bunch of acres in Maui? She's been able to steal it from people for years now, and she will continue to do that. Sorry about that, y'all. I forgot to put my phone on silent, but I'll take care of that right now. Hey, at least you know this is real, don't you? So, folks, let me tell you something. She gobbled up as much property as she could. And then, of course, isn't it interesting that just when she and a bunch of other billionaires like Bill Gates and some others have bought a lot of land over there, well, guess which land they couldn't buy, which land they wanted? You look at exactly where those fires happened in Maui, and you'll find out that those were generational families that had been there for hundreds and hundreds of years, and they would never sell. They reported Oprah and a bunch of them had been trying to buy their property for years to make smart cities. And they said, we'd have nothing to do with it. We wouldn't sell. Well, when you don't sell, what does the elite do? What do the bows in power do? Well, they just destroy your property, and then they buy it for pennies on the dollar. Isn't it interesting that they're reporting that as soon as these fires were over, realty groups were contacting all of the people that owned the land there and offering them pennies on the dollar for their land? You see how the system works? You see how a communistic, socialistic society works? And you go, but Roy, we're in the United States of America. We are a democracy. Well, that's a stinking lie. First of all, the United States of America has never been a democracy. No democracy on planet Earth has ever worked. They all fail. They are set up for failure so that when it fails, they can then turn you into socialist. And when that fails, which it always does, they turn you into communism and they rule you at the point of a gun. They point a barrel of a gun at you and you'll do exactly what they say, or because there's no laws, rules, or regulations except those that the elite make up, they kill you. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you how it's worked throughout history. You know, those in power tend to stay in power by doing these kinds of things. Well, so here's the situation. When they started, and you can watch these videos, I look on YouTube, just type in search, you know, things like, what colors didn't burn in Maui? And you're going, what? Check it out. I mean, the guy showing the video, he says, isn't it interesting that they have these blue umbrellas on the beach there? and everything around them burned, but the blue umbrellas didn't. Isn't it interesting that the blue cars didn't burn? The car to the left of it melted. The car to the right of it burned. The blue one didn't burn. Isn't it interesting that they did a thing with one of the direct energy machines and showed that, and when it got to blues, it skipped it? Now, I don't know why that's happening, but it tells you that this is not a forest fire. It's not a hurricane wind type wind blowing fire everywhere, because you think the fire cares what color the umbrella is or what color the car is. Come on, folks. These are direct energy weapons being used in the United States of America and around the world so that the elite can take over. Now, they've been wanting to have one world government for years. By the way, read your revelations in the Bible. This is coming, where they're going to try to force a one world government and a one world money system and a one world religion on everybody and one world educational system on everybody. Isn't it interesting that the four things that God disliked, I mean, made it very clear, was politics, religion, legal systems, and there's in pharmacia. He didn't care for any of that stuff. Yet that's who rules the world today. You need to pay attention to the Bible, because the Bible told us everything that's going to happen. And if you read it, and you read in Matthew where Jesus was asked by the disciples, how would we know when the end times are here? And he describes it. Read it for yourself, and you'll be sitting there scratching your head going, isn't that what's happening in America today? Isn't that what's happening around the world today? Of course it is. Come on, folks, let's be diligent. Let's pay attention. Make sure that we know the truth. Why? Because Jesus told the book, John chapter 8, verse 32, you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. Well, if you believe that, and I certainly do, then you better remember the opposite. A lie that you believe will hold you in bondage. So what do the elite do? What do those in power do? They get control of your speech. They get control of the media. They get control of the news so that only what they want reported is reported. They get control of your educational system. Why do they want to control your educational system? Because so they can educate your children to be what they want them to be and to do what they want them to do. They get control of your religion. Oh, they are. They're in control of your religion. Your pastor right now at your church, I guarantee you, is scared out of his mind or her mind to tell you who they think you should vote for. Why? Because they've got tax exemption. And if they don't want to lose their tax exemption, they can't tell you, even though it's biblical, who you should and shouldn't vote for. You see how warped, how crazy, how insane the system is? We've let a bunch of powerful people, powerful organizations, political people, religious people get in control of every aspect of our lives, and they push and shove us in the direction they want us to go. Have you ever, in the last few months, few years especially, felt like the government's pushing us in the direction they want us to go? Of course they are, especially since Biden's been in there. I mean, let's face it, when Donald Trump was in there, gas prices were $1.89 a gallon. Today they're $3.35 or 40 cents a gallon. Why is that? Well, what's the first thing the communists did when he got in power? He shut down the pipelines that gave us the least expensive energy in the world and made us undependent or non-dependent on the oil nations like Iran, Iraq, and all that bunch over there. Why do we want to be dependent on them? When Donald Trump was in power, drug costs had gone down, and he had made a lot of drugs. Like right now, the only reason ivermectin is finally recognized as a great way to treat any kind of flu. Did you hear me? Ivermectin. It's a wormer for cows and horses and pigs and dogs and stuff. Well, I don't think you should use it on dogs. And what are they doing with it? They found out that the people who take ivermectin, they got over the flu in 2 or 3 days. Even the worst cases were cleared up. They weren't in hospital rooms on respirators dying. So what did Trump do? He told you about Remdesivir and some of the others. He made it clear that, you know, there are ways out there to fight back, like zinc and vitamin C. You know, all these things that you can do, elderberry, things that will allow your body to overcome a viral infection and stop the virus from being able to replicate itself in your body. The only way a virus is dangerous for you is if it has the environment within your body to reproduce or replicate itself over and over again. Guess what? When you take those supplements like zinc and elderberry and vitamin C in large doses, you're making sure that that it can't replicate itself, that the virus can go nowhere. It's almost like putting cancer in remission, except you're talking about a virus. You're making it so that it's harmless or less harmful to the human body. So, you know, the truth's coming out. I want to say this today, too. Don't worry. Don't fear. You know, God, how many times did Jesus say in the Bible, fear not? How many times did God say, fear not? How many times did the angels that would visit, like Abraham, look at them and say, fear not? You know why they didn't want us to fear? Because God's in control. Kick back and relax on that promise. God is in control. God is the great creator. He is our Father. He loves us, and he's going to take care of those who do what? Those who follow his word, those who study his word, those who believe in his son. It's that simple. I'm living proof of it. I've lived outside of God's will, and life got miserable quick. I've lived within God's will, and life just gets better and better. I'm telling you, I challenge you to try that for yourself. You know, and you know what? Satan's also got a big grip, entities, whatever you want to call them, have got a big grip in religion today. And even our churches are afraid to teach the truth. They really are. You know, there's churches out there. I had a minister when I was younger he would not speak politics in the pulpit. And he one day when I asked him why, he says, well, the government don't want us to. Oh, so your God is government, I ask him. And he says, well, no, I'm not saying this. Well, then why are you listening to that when the Bible plainly tells you that if your leaders are being evil and doing evil things and involved in wickedness, that you should not participate in what they're doing? You know, this is not rocket science. Well, the same is true in our lives. We've now got all the evidence showing that there are thousands upon thousands of cures for disease in the natural world. I'm talking about natural things, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, even glyconutrients, which is one of the greatest things you'll ever use for autoimmune disease. You may know somebody, or you may be one of those suffering from rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or Crohn's or psoriasis or Epstein-Barr or MS or something, any of those things, or more. There's a bunch of them. You know what? MPS 70, mucopolysaccharides, help to put the immune system back into normal operation. Autoimmune means your own immune system is lacking or failing to do what God designed it to do. Why not take the supplements that helps your immune system to operate normally again? You see, that kind of information is coming out. More and more people are turning to high-quality nutrients like MSM plus C, the one I tell you all the time. Everybody should be on it from birth to death. And if you haven't tried it yet, what are you waiting on? You can't have tens of thousands of people all over the United States and in other countries bragging about it and telling other people to take it if it wasn't doing what we say it'll do. It's that simple. You can't keep pushing things on people and them keep buying it unless somebody's getting the results you're telling them that they will get. And in most cases, in MSM plus C's case, almost everybody gets huge benefits from taking it. I mean, it's so good, I tell you all the time, people should be on it from birth to death. So as more and more people in America and around the world are finding out that if you want to live to your genetic potential without disease, you're going to have to take some high-quality nutrients that are no longer in our food supply in enough quantity, in enough amount, in other words, to make a difference. That's the key, too. We do still get small quantities of nutrients, vitamins and minerals and things like that in our food supply, but it's so minuscule, it's so small, that we're still developing deficiency disorders. Deficiency disorders like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and all those autoimmune disorders I just named, arthritis, all those things are called deficiency disorders. It means the only reason you developed them, you didn't catch them, you didn't inherit them, you developed them, and the only reason you developed them is because of lack of proper nutrients. People are figuring that out. And you know how they're figuring it out? Because either themselves or somebody they know gets on really high quality supplements and their world changes, verified by their own medical doctor, who when they do physicals and blood work and check all their vitals, comes back and says, well, I don't know what you're doing, but you better keep it up because things look good. Isn't that what you want to hear from your doctor? That's the only thing you want to hear. Or do you want to hear your doctor say, well, you need to be on a cholesterol drug, or you need to be on a blood pressure drug, or you need to be on a heart arrhythmia drug, or you need to be on a cancer drug. The list goes on and on and on. Watch the commercials today. They're scaring people into taking drugs, they're actually scaring people into going to their own medical doctor and saying, should I be on, and it's usually a drug, the name is so long you can't even pronounce it, diabetes. It is an epidemic in America, yet we've got thousands upon thousands of people who support their natural blood sugar levels with natural supplements, and they don't have to be on the drugs. You know, we're getting to that point where, folks, you need to think for yourselves again instead of believing the people that's in control of the educational system, instead of believing the people that's in control of the money markets, instead of believing the people that's in control of the politics, instead of the people that's in control of our religions today. I mean, I get on religion every now and then. I'm going to tell you, I'm really nervous. I've been studying Ezekiel. You need to read Ezekiel. There's 9 chapters in there that warns you of what's coming. There's 9 chapters in there that will prepare you to know the difference between the 6th Trump and the 7th Trump. And I'm not talking about Donald Trump, okay? I'm talking about these were warnings from God, the Creator Himself, through the prophet Ezekiel, where he explains to us that we need to pay attention so we'll know the times, so we'll know what's happening, so we won't have to be afraid. You know, if you're a true believer in God and His Son, Jesus Christ, when those end times come, when Satan and his minions are going to be here, and I mean they're coming, and they're going to hit us with fury, and now you got to remember something, though. See, a lot of you're fooled. You think when the end times come that Satan's coming, there's going to be all kinds of killings and murders and evil things going on, and he's going to just be slaying people left and right and imprisoning people left, torturing people. No, he's not. Ezekiel plainly tells you. Isaiah plainly tells you. Jesus plainly told us he's going to come. Peacefully and prosperously, acting like Jesus, talking like Jesus, performing miracles like Jesus did. He's going to be doing all those things. So see, that's one of the ways he fools you. He's got the church. He's all telling us that the tribulation period is going to be horrible and awful. Listen to me. The tribulation period, if you're a Christ believer and if you're firm in your faith, He cannot harm a hair on your head. Read it. And we're going to be here. Those of us who are true believers are going to be here during that time. You're not going to fly away somewhere. It plainly tells you that we're going to be here doing what? To testify against Satan. Well, I'm here to testify. I'm here to tell you that what's going on in the world today with all their fear-mongering, their scare tactics, they don't affect me so much. You know why? Because I know the truth. And the truth is what's keeping me free to be able to do these radio shows and encourage you. It's by grace that we're going to survive. It's by having faith. It's by believing that there's more of us than there are of them. See, that's another fear tactic they use. They got everybody today believing that the majority of the people, believe that we should have gun control. No, the majority of us do not believe that. In every city in the United States of America, look at the cities, look at New York City, look at Los Angeles, look at, all of those cities that have the strongest gun control laws of anywhere else in the United States, and boy, they've got them. They got so many gun rules, it's not even funny. They also have the highest violent crime rates and gun deaths of all the cities in the United States. That should tell you everything you need to know. You don't want to be a part of a city where they have taken the rights of the public to arm themselves and to protect themselves. Oh, but you don't have to have a gun. The police will protect you. No, the police are the cleanup crew. You don't call the police till the crime is happening. It's too late by the time they get there. Then they're just cleaning up and writing a report. What are the police? They're policy enforcement agents. That's all they are. They're not there to protect you. Don't ever fool yourself into believing that they're there to serve and protect. No, they're not. Now, don't get me wrong. If a policeman happens to be going by while a store's being held up, of course they're going to do their part. But they usually don't get there till the crime has been committed. How do you keep some crime down where you live? Arm yourself. Make sure all of your neighbors, all your family members know how to arm themselves and how to protect themselves. Then you'll watch the crime rates drop. As a matter of fact, in every city in the United States where you've got the freedoms to bear arms, watch them. Look at them. They have the least amount of violent crime of anywhere else in the country. It's always that way. It's always going to be that way. So why is it our politicians want to disarm us? So they have control and you are dependent on them. I don't want to be dependent on them. I, for one, will not participate in their ideas of how guns and things should be handled. I won't participate in their masking. I won't participate in their vaccines. I will not participate in their scare tactics. I'm not going to buy into it. I'm going to stand my ground. I'm going to be firm. I'm going to ask you to do the same. I'm going to ask you to study, to show yourself approved. I'm going to ask you to stand up with courage. Look them in the eye and say, no, I will not participate. That's what you need to do when they're about to hit you. They're about to scare you into thinking you got to get a vaccine. They're about to scare you into thinking you got to wear a mask. They're about to tell you that you won't be able to shop if you don't have a mask on. You won't be able to get on an airplane if you don't get an injection, a death jab. Listen, you know what some people I know at travel a lot says? They said, I've already canceled all my flights in the next 6 months because I will not take the death jab. And trust me, you're going to find out that the purpose of the jab, the coronavirus jab, whatever you want to call it, the vaccine, the purpose of it was to annihilate 50% of the population. I'm not kidding you. Think about it, folks. I appreciate you listening. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com, or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.